This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Divisions in the ANC regions, and we're specifically now looking at the Free State, have deepened as stakes get higher ahead of the leadership race. Of course, this also not necessarily around the leadership race. It's just to sort of work out the kind of differences in the province that has been happening in the Free State for a long, long time as well. And you can attribute it to the kind of leadership issues that are happening in December at conference, but also it would be correct just to attribute it also solely to the kind of issues that have been happening in the Free State for a very, very long time. The regional elective conference of the ANC in Mangaung, which took place over the weekend after having been last elected its leadership 10 years ago, was overshadowed by a breakaway grouping convening a parallel regional conference and electing its own leadership. Of course, now we're going to talk to Lawrence Matei, Mangaung ANC regional chairperson. Lawrence, I hope I've got it right. Matei.
Good evening, Devin. Yes, it's Matei.
Matei.
Yes.
How are you, Chief?
I'm good, and you, my Chief?
I'm good, Brur. Lawrence, I picked up the newspapers at the weekend, and then, of course, so much of the Free State was in it. And you know, this is when I look at the Free State in the context of the ANC, I always sometimes look at it in the context of conferences. For example, the one that's happening now at the end of the year, right? And I look back for as how long a period Free State delegates would be able to attend, but not actually be able to participate. And it's been happening conference after conference after conference after conference after conference, because at some particular point, right during conference or before conference, there is somebody who goes to court and suggests that, you know, things were done in an unprincipled way. The Free State, these sort of issues are not new to the Free State. I mean, if somebody thinks that this is a new element to the Free State, these sort of divisions, they have been happening over years, actually.
Yeah.
Sure. So how do we solve it, Brooke? Because at the end of this year, we have another ANC elective conference. And I can only hope, just as in Nasrec last time around, where there was a court challenge again, and then the Free State delegation had to participate in all the, you know, the conference matters, but not be able to actually participate where it mattered. I'm hoping this time around it would be different.
I'm hoping so, Denzel. You know, our painful past as the Free State is that we are a litigious province when it comes to internal matters of the organization. Well, there's nothing stopping members, if they have exhausted all internal avenues available to them, to resolve whatever differences that they may have. The courts are there, are public spaces accessible to all, where we can resolve our differences peacefully. But I'm hopeful that this coming provincial conference should really serve as an important chapter. We must close the chapter of litigations and open a new page towards the crystallization of a new province by opening up the organization to all members who share the same interest of building a strong and a united ANC.
Lawrence, would you agree with me? And I just want to deal with, before I deal with what's in front of us here or what's happening in the Free State, would you agree with me, Lawrence, that if the Free State members had actually been allowed to vote at Nasrec, and I'm not suggesting how they would have voted or determine how you know one should vote. One's vote is always, you know, one's choice at these particular instances, and one is swayed either this way or that way. That we could have seen, you know, a different result had the Free State come to the fore pretty much as a legitimate province in that conversation.
I'm not sure about that one, Denzel, because you would recall at that time, members who took the ANC to court then also had similar questions with regard to the legitimacy of the conference which produced the outcome of the leadership then of Ace Magashula. So I'm really not sure if...
If the numbers would have made a difference.
Had they participated then, it would have made any telling difference. No, I don't think so.
Sure, sure. Let's move on. So Lawrence, what's going on in the Free State? Put us in the picture, put the listeners in the picture of why the Free State would have two parallel events this particular weekend, separate regional conferences, and also just give us the status, as you would understand it, of these two particular regional conferences, that because one has to be legit and the other can't be.
Yes, Denzel, you are right. During the past 3 days or so, we have been inundated with media inquiries. And the question on the lips of all those who cared to ask was, are you a parallel conference to the one that had just finished his business within 2 hours somewhere in some hotel around town? And our unflinching and resounding answer has been and still is no. We are not a parallel conference.
Yeah.
I served as the convener of the interim regional structure. We were duly mandated when we were appointed to prepare branches of the ANC, rebuild them, and prepare them for a conference. And at a time when we had satisfied ourselves that we had just completed that process, we presented a roadmap to the IPC, where I have the privilege to serve on behalf of the region. And that roadmap was adopted.
And the IPC being the Interim Provincial Committee.
And that roadmap was duly accepted by the IPC. I think it was sometimes in August. Later, 2 weeks ago, we then submitted a report on the state of readiness of the region. I think that report was informed by the National Verification Report, which was signed off by the acting TG, by the acting Secretary General TG Comrade Paul, which gives a thumbs up to the region that the majority of branches that were audited had now passed the test of constitutional legality to can go ahead and prepare for the regional conference. And during this past weekend, I think on the 24th, we had an IPC meeting. Where we now submitted to the attention of the committee that would be convening our regional conference. And they gave us a thumbs up to that, because having satisfied themselves that we have branches that now qualifies for the conference, only one or two matters that were outstanding, which were resolved. I think it was one or two disputes which were resolved by the National Dispute Resolution Committee. And once they were cleared, we were ready to proceed with the conference. So it is unfortunate that just as we are about to conclude the preparations of the conference, I think it was on Friday, the 25th, we were invited to the court by the applicants to answer to allegations on some irregularities in certain branches. And
I love the diplomatic language, Lawrence. We were invited to the court to answer on some issues. I love the diplomatic language, Chief.
Oh, yes. I mean, members of the ANC in good standing have the right to invite us to the court while they suspect that our internal processes may not be helpful to them. But the long and short of it is that they wanted to interdict the conference. And after lengthy back and forth discussions between our legal representatives, a court ruled in our favor. But little did you know that just as they went out of the court, they had other thoughts to prepare a parallel conference. I mean, that's being disingenuous. You can't take me to court and the next thing, you have no mandate and the right to organize a conference. You convene a few comrades, you call yourself a conference. That's not how the ANC operates.
So, Lawrence, as far as you're concerned and as far as the way you've just proposed it and set out the route, you've been dealing with the national structures, you've been dealing with the IPC, you're a member of the IPC, you've submitted your reports, the branches that you've suggested would have been in good standing. So National would have ticked all the boxes and given you the go-ahead.
Certainly, certainly. You know, just on the 26th, I think it was on Saturday, we had to convene a special IPC meeting to consider, in particular, the final report on Mangaung. We invited the PDRC, which is the Provincial Dispute Resolution Committee, to present to the IPC, and so that the IPC can satisfy itself that there indeed are no outstanding disputes. And that committee, chaired by Comrade Anabutelezi, was able to bring to the attention of the IPC that insofar as they know, all the disputes have been resolved. And as such, if it is in the best interest of the IPC to make that determination, Mangaung should be allowed to proceed with their conference. After a lengthy discussion between members of the IPC, a decision was then arrived at that the conference of Mangaung, organized under the leadership of the appointed IRC, should proceed with the conference.
So let's understand. The one conference would have been in Mangaung, the regional conference, and the other one would have been in Lejwele Putswa.
No. Lejwele Putswa is one region of the Free State.
Sure.
Mangaung, the other region. Within our region, on that same day, we learned that there was another conference organized by the applicants with certain leaders under the guise that they are the leadership of the province, of the region. And they convened elsewhere to proclaim a regional conference with a certain product of leaders that were elected there.
The top six.
Yes.
So Pule Mabe says, and I'm listening to him, Pule Mabe says the ANC is waiting for a report on the state of readiness of the organization in the Free State. That assumption then, if I'm having this conversation with you, if Pule Mabe is saying they're waiting for that report, obviously he's waiting for a report from you, he's waiting for a report from the IPC, the Interim Provincial Committee, he's waiting for a report from the structures that you ultimately foresee as the legitimate structures, which would include yourself.
I'm certain that Pule Mabe is referring to the state of readiness of the province to convene its much-awaited provincial conference.
But who ultimately then? Because, like you said, you know, the comrades of yours who invited you to the court would also have had, you know, a process whereby they can also report back. In your understanding, who is the sector that is going to report back as far as Pule Mabe is concerned to national?
Well, matters of the region are exclusive to the region because of the two, the one conference, the legitimate conference which took place. In this instance, I think Comrade Pule is referring to the provincial conference which is due to sit over the weekend. We had took a decision that we should convene a provincial conference this coming weekend. Since I'm not an official there, I'm not really certain as to whether are those are the preparations taking place to ensure that that provincial conference finally sits. I'm certain, however, that the leaders of the province should be communicating with national leaders to inform them of the state of readiness, if indeed the conference will proceed this coming weekend or not. That call is there, is for them to make. I think at the right time they will make that call.
Some people are calling for National to intervene again at this particular stage, just by understanding what happened over the weekend. My understanding would be you don't think National needs to intervene at this particular point because all the boxes are ticked.
That's a mischievous call. If it arises anyway, the leadership of the province, I think it's capable to prepare for its conference. And because I sit in that interim provincial committee, I'm well aware that preparations are currently underway. And so far, there's nothing that stops the provincial interim leadership to call a conference without any intervention from head office.
Before I let you go, Lawrence, municipalities in the Free State, and over the last 5 years, if my understanding is right, and I've looked at that, have failed to produce clean audits in the last five years, dysfunctional to the extreme. Even the Metro now has joined the fray, and we're seeing that also in disarray. So we've already got COGTA, we've already got National Treasury in running the state of municipalities in the Free State. It doesn't speak well to the Free State in general, where we begin to look at service delivery and that particular aspect now, apart from the internal wranglings of what's going on within the organization. It doesn't bode well for municipalities and or the province in general.
Indeed, it doesn't bode well, really. You'd know that the AG's report had isolated key areas that are central in the decline of service delivery in most municipalities in the province. The chronic financial state of municipalities, political instability in certain councils, and the inability to generate enough revenue so that you can match the ability to provide for services. So it is indeed a sorry state of affairs. But with regard to the Metro, you'd recall that just about 2 years ago, province made a determination which is informed by the provisions of the Constitution to intervene in the affairs of the Metro. However, that intervention did not produce the results that are helpful to the municipality. In the final end, National led to intervene. There is now a team led by officials from COGTA as well as the National Treasury. I am hopeful that they will turn around the state of affairs in the municipality to the extent that the municipality can now be able to do all the things that it is empowered to do without the intervention from ELSO. However, it is also the responsibility of both national and provincial government to intervene in the affairs of the municipality by providing support, either resource or financial support. That intervention is clearly spelled out in the provisions of the Constitution, particularly Section 154 and 155. It enjoins the province as well as national to provide support to municipalities.
Lawrence, let me just take Kolani in Bloemfontein, who wants to come through. Kolani?
Hey, how are you, Denzel?
I'm good, Kolani. How are you, man?
I'm fine. You are talking to Kolani from Bloemfontein, and I would like to apologize for being an angry first-time caller.
Apology accepted, Kolani. Apology accepted.
I apologize, man. Thank you very much. I just want to ask Lawrence Dane, how long should we lean non-political citizens of Bloemfontein? Should we suffer until they resolve their problems? Because we are suffering, Denzel, here. Denzel, I wish you can come here. In fact, I wish you come here during Makufe and compare them to Makufe, the last Makufe. Denzel, we are suffering the sewage all over here in Mangaung. There's rubbish all over. They take about 3 weeks to collect the rubbish here. There's potholes all over here. There is a stinky park near the hospital with a grass of 2 meters long, Denzel. How long should we suffer here, Denzel? The series, our kids are sick because of this inhuman conditions. So I just want to, can they just resolve their issues and come and save us, the laymen, who does not, we are non-political anyway here.
Kolani.
But we just, We just want to have a favorable conditions to live on. And again, the last things, can they come and bring us a team here, a PSL team here in Bloemfontein?
Tolani,
thank you very much.
Tolani, this is not the first time and the last time you're calling, right?
No, it's my first time here in calling you.
Yeah, but you're not going to leave it at that. You're going to call again, right?
I'm going to call again.
Tolani in Bloemfontein. Let's go to Lawrence. Lawrence, there's a person, Lawrence, who just talks about service delivery.
Yes, I agree with him wholeheartedly, Tolani. You know, the fields in the city cannot be hidden. Heaps upon heaps of refuse are a constant reminder that something needs to be done and to be done urgently.
Mm.
But in this regard, I think the city is showing signs of improvement. Sewer spillages are really not to be silenced. Road portals are staring us in our faces. This calls for all of us to make a direct call that something needs to be done. And I'm hopeful, Kolani, that with a team that has been dispatched to the province from national, something will be done so that we at least build the capacity of the municipality to provide services. You know, municipalities are first and foremost created to provide for services to the people. And if we are not able to do that, it means the center cannot hold, things are falling apart, and something urgent needs to be done.
You know, Lawrence, you've agreed on two occasions now where I put it to you first and then Kolani puts it to you, and you absolutely agree. You know, you don't even fight it. You just absolutely say, you know, refugees is in the streets, you know, there's sewage running and potholes are staring at us. It doesn't speak well for an ANC particularly led province when we have this kind of language, because the ultimate result, Lawrence, in as much as, you know, down the line people will begin to debate it, is that people will begin to assess the ANC by what, of course, impacts their lives. And you know, a struggle and a fight like this ultimately is going to have consequences. And those consequences are going to be felt in an ANC that's either above 50% or below 50%. And then it's going to be too late, because what the man in the street is dealing with is ultimately the sewage, the refuge, the potholes and all of those other things. And at some point he's going to say, I give up.
Certainly, Denzel, we can't hide these things. You know, as leaders, we must master the courage to tell the truth that something is wrong. However, we cannot gnash our teeth and throw ourselves down. Something needs to be done, and we need to do it urgently. And I'm happy, really, that the national intervention is doing all that it can to support the municipality and help it to overcome the challenges that it's facing.
Lawrence Matai, thank you so much for the conversation.
Thank you very much, Deza.
Good luck in that province, Brood.
Thank you, sir.
Sure. That's Lawrence Matai, Mangaung ANC Regional, of course, chairperson. Let's go to Tapelo to find out. Tapelo, what's on your mind, Chief?
Yeah, you know what? Thank you very much for having me, guys. It's actually also my first time on on your studio.
Thanks. And you're from Mangaung, Chief?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to make South Africans aware of something that many of us have been afraid to say. And I think maybe it's high time we say these things, because it is sad that is happening. This comrade in Mangaung, Comrade Matai and Mxolisi Dukwana, they are taking me back to those where someone said those who are aligned to President Cyril Ramaphosa are immune to accountability. I'm saying this because of the IPC in Free State has been contravening, intentionally so, each and every guideline that came from the National Executive Committee of the ANC since last year. The first one, for example, said that no structures in provinces and regions must be disbanded. However, the IPC disbanded the then RTT structure of Mangaung. That's when the likes of Lawrence Matai were appointed as an IRC. And if you can go and check the membership of Lawrence Matai, you can see that his membership was recently paid. Letting he paid 20 rand instead of, you know, as a senior leader, you'd be expected to pay 100 rand. But that is not the case. The case is that we must be able to tell the truth that in Mangaung and in Free State, there is a clear mandate from a certain faction that is aligned to Mxolisi Dukwana for them to capture Free State. In January this year, when we went to Lithuli House, one of our requests that we were making was to say, disband the IPC because of it has failed in its mandate. And its mandate was about to lapse in April. We then said, preferably, if possible, appoint an IPC structure of the people who are not from Free State so that we can have transparent and fair conferences. And that did not happen. There's a faction in the NEC of the ANC. There's a faction in the top six of the ANC that is protecting these people and making them untouchable. Example, let me just fast forward so that I don't waste time.
Sure.
Recently, what happened in Mangaung, in my branch specifically, we caught people scanning people's IDs and membership in the car, not participating in a BGM.
I saw that on social media.
Yes, but Comrade Paul Mashatile in his interview yesterday said he doesn't know anything about that.
Mm.
Additional to that, there are branches where when we lost disputes, we lost disputes with evidences that these factions of Comrade Matai, they would go to a venue late at night around 10 and 11. They will scan people's IDs there and have their own parallel BGM sitting without having the general membership. So they will get this information from Comrade Matai in terms of the membership of the apprentices, and then they will fraud the processes deliberately and intentionally. Now, on the previous Friday, we heard that there was they were opening our packages at the provincial office. We went there to request that we verify our packages so that we verify the BECs that we elected, so that we also verify the delegates that we had elected.
Mm.
These comrades refused. And mind you, on the week of the 7th November, the task team from the National was supposed to come in Mangaung to oversee the processes themselves. They had also said that they will also go to Harib to oversee the processes themselves. But Manam Vula Mkonyan never came. And you can see this was just a clear setup of a process of managing some of us who want transparent and fair processes in Mangaung.
Capello, I have to leave it. Well, we carry on, and we are in the Free State. On the other side of that, you heard Lawrence Mathe. And of course, now, my next guest is Monapule Ntamo. Let me just bring Monapule into the conversation. Monapule, how are you?
I'm fine, and you, my brother?
I'm good, Chief. Chief, you know, I started the conversation with Lawrence, right? And I started the conversation saying, you know, conference is again upon us. And every time we head to conference, it's seemingly, you know, that one province whereby there will either be a court challenge and or a process that nullifies or ensures that the Free State delegates at a conference can't vote. And I was saying to him, because this is another conference that I will be attending as well, and I said to him, it would be nice at some point to get to an ANC conference and the Free State delegates can actually stand up and actually vote in the way they want to vote, but not just participate in all the other engineering things, but actually just the important aspect too of voting. And they never seem, over the years now, never seem to be able to do that. Mongapule?
I'm listening.
Yeah. Why is that the case, Chief?
Yeah, thank you very much. I think let's call it an unfortunate state of desire, because it doesn't augur well with us as well in the Free State.
Because ultimately, you do want to select a preferred candidate. I mean, that's one of the reasons why you would want to participate.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm speaking at least having a background and advantage of being one of the people that have been fighting this thing to say, look, we want to elect our own delegate. I mean, our leadership, but it must not be by all costs of a process that were not properly run in terms of the ANC constitution. That's the first point. Now, once you tamper with that point, you will then understand that you get a massive resistance from the ANC members, because we are not friends there as members of the ANC. We are indeed people that are united under a constitution of the ANC. Now, going a little bit further, I think you must also understand that the problem that we are facing with currently, particularly in Mangaung, is that a so-called conference was convened by people that are not delegates or are even not chosen to become delegates. And those that are thinking that they have power or they were borrowed power to convene a properly constituted ANC regional conference by taking branches of the ANC into branch meetings that are constituted in terms of the ANC constitution. They did not do that. Now, and that's what the scuffle is. It's a pity that I'm speaking alone without Matai being in front.
No, it's fine. And here's the question I need to ask you is when Matai speaks, he speaks as though he or a particular grouping has had the authority, has had the right to be able to deal with national. They say they have dealt with national. They say we have spoken to Comrade Paul. They talk about their dealings with the IPC. They engage the branches and talk about how the branches were convened and decisions made there. They talk about how, you know, the IPC, the Interim Provincial Commission, talks about, you know, the provincial conference to be held at the weekend. So when you listen to Lawrence, he speaks from a understanding that he is dealing with national or national ANC structures in the correct way. The understanding on the other side would be is that anybody else then would totally be a parallel structure or totally to be illegal. What's your understanding of his version where he says we're the grouping that's dealing with national, we're the grouping that's talking to national about having an elective or rather a conference over the weekend? What do you suggest to his insinuation that anything else would be a parallel structure?
Yeah, you see, you must go. Let's go back to the guidelines governing the processes leading up to the biannual general meetings of the branches of the ANC. Those guidelines are clearly stating that the authority lies with the branch itself to take itself as a branch into its BBGN. Any other person, whether from the region or from where, when they get to that BBGM of a branch, called and convened by a branch, they become observers. That's the rule. So there is nothing to do with the national and province there. There's nothing that compiles any branch to actually speak to them. Then once those branches are confirmed to have met and certified the requirements of the constitution of the ANC and been declared as a democratically elected branch executive committees, in this instance in the Free State, unfortunately, we have called those biannual meetings at a time when we are faced with multiple conferences, the regional conference. So branches were forced to nominate not only their BEC, their branch executive committee, but also the delegates that go to those regional conferences and provincial and national conferences. Now, Lawrence must not lie to people about national leadership role in this instance. That's the first point. The second point is that in Mangaung, you must tell us clearly which are those branches that have followed those processes. Because where I'm seated, I know that only six branches of Mangaung went into a normal, well-constituted branch general meetings. The rest did not do that. Now, you must tell us exactly which are those branches referring to, because we know for the fact that what they called, so-called, the conference that they held at the venue that they mentioned. It was not a conference. It was just a picnic of people that have met as friends there with a lot of money.
A picnic of people.
Picnic of comrades of the ANC who are not delegates. So, and they wanted to convince them to delegate. Those people were not delegating. And there's a point that is made that there must be two conferences in the region because we wanted Lawrence to face us. He must come to us. If he says he was a leader of us as a convener, he's supposed to have confronted us and say, why are you calling a second conference if there was another conference? He never did that. Even today, he never have a space or even a density to call us to say, why did you call a second conference? We know that there were no delegates there. There's never, they called branches in, I mean, members of the ANC in one place in the pretext of that they are delegates of the ANC. They were never delegates of the ANC, those people.
My guest tonight, Monapule Ntamo, all the way, of course, from the Free State. Well, let's talk about the events in the Free State that are beginning to happen there. Monapule, the issue of heading to court and some branches not happy took to the court and the result might not have been the one that would have been a preferred one for them. So let's talk about the court processes. Where to from the court processes, or was that a hurdle that was just needed to be overcome? And you know, the next phase is the next fight.
We acknowledge that there was a court case that set, and there was a court decision that the court has pronounced itself on that issue. All know.
Yeah.
But we are neither not there now because we have. I'm a deputy chairperson of an REC in Mangaung now. And anybody who contests that must come forth because there's only one REC led by Patrick Monyakwane, deputized by Ndamu. And that is the leadership that I recognize now. And anybody who comes forth and say we are not, you must come and prove contrary to that. But that's the point that I want to bring home is the following. The last time I checked, Lawrence did not have not qualify even to serve in an REC of the ANC because his membership status are not even on that one of the 2 years. He only joined the ANC last year.
Which is what one of the callers suggested.
Yes, he must begin to clarify the ANC constitution because we cannot and will never accept a person that the constitution says he must not leave. He must actually support have started leaving the branch where he comes from. That's the point. That's the first point. The other point that must be very clear is that they must not use the national leadership to legitimize their own problems. And the proposal we have is that national leadership must again cease from listening to the individuals. They must come down to where the activities are. Meet with all the affected complainants, and let us give them the story here. Because in Mangaung, there are only 6 branches that they have created. The rest of other branches did not even went to their PPGNs.
Who is Paul
Mashat? None of them qualifies to have delegates yet. None of them qualifies to say they have nominated yet. None of them qualifies to say they're supposed to be in any conference.
So who is Paul Mashatile engaging with then in the Free State, if he is engaging?
It's exactly the point that we are calling to say. You see, sometimes when people are sitting in the boardrooms there and they get nice phrased English-based language report, that what they've been lied to is correct. But they don't even bother to come down to the ground level to come and prove the point of what people are alleging. Because when we are not alleging, these are realities. The ANC in Mangaung is far from even reaching a threshold of becoming, of being taken to any regional conference. But because there are people that, because of their proximity or they claim proximity to certain leaders in the national and provincial level, they then think that they would lie to those people, either their own deals that they will vote each other, maybe that's why they don't listen when the majority of branches are talking to them. So my advice to the leadership of the ANC, the province, and national, can they challenge us? Can they come down and make an investigation on the allegations that we have said? What is on stake here? They are lying to the president that they are supporting, the majority of support from the members. Actually, they are lying. The support that they are pleading to the president, whether whatever contesting president, is their own target that they are pledging their support on. But the general membership of the ANC doesn't know anything about those pronouncements.
Vusi, I'm going to take a call of Vusi. I'm going to take a call, Monapule. Vusi?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much to you and the listeners and Comrade Monapule Ntamo. I'm voting Sokaka. It is shocking with boldness what Comrade Ntamo is saying and lying to the nation today. One, Ntamo was a member of the IRC. He knows very well. We went to the IRC because he has been organizing parallel meetings outside the IRC, outside the collective. We have called him to order in a meeting. He has continued because he's so fixed that his candidate, Thabo Manyoni, must win. Secondly, I don't understand. Ntamo was on in court on Friday, interdicting the conference in Imvelo Lodge. They lost the interdict on Friday. All of a sudden, on Saturday, they are branch delegates. ANC does not work that way.
Sure. Vusi, I'm going to go to Katlego. Katlego in Kagiso?
Yes, Denzel.
Sure, bro.
I'm saying it's a shame that people are only talking about positions of chairperson and all that stuff, while the entire infrastructure in Free State has fallen apart. You know, I drove to Lesotho this past weekend. You know, and there was, I literally had to drive on the side of the road because the road does not exist. Pothole after pothole, you know. And all they can talk about is who must be chairperson, who's the right faction, who's the right, you know. And that's a shame. And I'm urging the people of Free State that come the next elections, they must do the right things. You know, these people don't care about them.
Sure. Katlego. Titaba?
Hello?
Titaba, I can hear you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No, I'm having two or three comments. Some listeners there said there's a problem of service delivery in Mangaung. Indeed, it's a serious problem in Mangaung. Matai, as he explained it, that they are aware of the service delivery in Mangaung.
He says it's the sewage and everything is heaping up. Actually, he admits it,
Yes, he admitted it. But Matai is employed there at Mangaung as a GA. So it simply means that it's a part of the people that are feeling the community of Mangaung because he's responsible for certain directorate there because he's a general manager. The other issue that I want to pose it again is this one. You saw the video that someone is scanning the IDs in the car. That person was a delegate in that conference that elected Matai there. So you can just see that in that conference, it was a bogus delegate there, not the legitimate one.
Still dealing with the divisions in the Free State, the sort of reports coming or emanating from the Free State that the ANC in that particular province totally at odds with each other, and not something new, though. Monapula will also suggest that, of course, hoping to get into conference this time around with, you know, and so one could actually get to conference and actually begin to participate in some of those things that conference does ask of its delegates. But Monapula, we did take some callers just before the news bulletin. You want to respond to those?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir.
Let's first start with Vusi. Let me clarify, Vusi. Even today I was in court. And so the issue of me going to listen to that court case, you must not be misinformed. My presence into any court case and listen as a person that came in and listen, you must not misrepresent me. Two, Vusi, if he wants to support Manyoni, probably must do so, but he must not do he must not do so on my expense. But I've been very open to say I'm supporting Manyoni, and I believe in his leadership that he can change the landscape of the system. So that is not a crime, and he must not make see that thing is something that is a crime. What he must not run away from is that he went to Imvelo with the bogus delegates that are not even branch members, some of them, and they claim to be holding a provincial conference, I mean a regional conference in there. That's the point here.
Mm.
It's not about who supports who here. Yeah, I think the issue that that's the only one that I can respond to, because I also agree with the caller from Lesotho.
Mm.
You see, we were given an ample chance in IRC to unite. The mandate when we come there, let me first say I was an IRC member.
Mm.
When we first entered the IRC space, we were given a clear mandate: unite the ANC in Mangaung and take the branches of the ANC to the conference.
Mm.
Instead of doing that, the faction that is Vusi belongs into in that thing, once they do fail, they isolated a majority of us in that IRC by starting doing things alone. You must tell me at what stage did he tell me there was a conference at Inver. You must tell me that.
Mm.
You must tell me at what stage was there any planned sitting of the IRC where we all agree that there must be a regional conference. So they isolated us until today later. I heard on news that there's a regional conference at Inver. So there was never a communique. I actually thought the IRC is dead. That's what even I thought. So you must not tell me that I was part of his own plannings. Maybe he's dreaming somewhere or dreaming about my name when he's thinking about me. So I agree with the caller from Lesotho. Our part of what we supposed was to guide and give guidance to the councillors of the ANC in terms of ensuring that there's a mass delivery of services after local government elections. What happened? The focus was to expel councillors. The focus was to discipline councillors. The focus was to employ the majority of people that today, when you look into the list that Vusi claimed to be an REC, are people that they employed actually into the municipality, and finally they themselves took them out because they realized the processes that of employing those people was not properly followed. Today they have taken all of those people and make those people their own REC, so-called REC that is being pronounced to be the REC for Mangaung under the leadership of Matai. If you go to all of those IRC members, there are people that were employed by themselves into the municipality of Mangaung. So the people must be honest to the process. I agree that we must be focusing on the delivery. We must be giving our people the best delivery that they actually elected the ANC to do as a mandate of the ANC after elections.
Monapula, I'm going to leave it there, Monapula. Now, all I can say, Brewer, is good luck in the Free State. But you know, having spoken to both of you, do you in about 30 seconds, do you see the Free State heading to conference as one united group and being able to engage in about 30 seconds?
Yes, I see that. But the way I see that, our national leadership must kindly disband the current IPC, replace it with completely neutral people with no interest to become leadership of the Free State, so that those people, when they start doing their work in building branches of the ANC and taking the branch of the ANC into the conference, it must be people that have no interest to contest any position within the Provincial Executive Committee.
Monapula, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much, Brut, for chatting to me here on Power Perspective tonight. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. That's Monapula Ntamo talking to me also in the other faction. Yeah, you heard both factions there tonight.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.